This week, we're focusing on joy as we celebrate the Advent season, the first coming of Christ, as we look forward to his second coming. Going all the way back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, here's what Isaiah said 700 years before Jesus was born. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. And his name shall be called, you ready? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. 700 years before Jesus brought eternal joy, the prophet Isaiah told us the Messiah was on the way. These titles describe the Messiah's character. Let's go through them one by one. First, Wonderful Counselor. A counselor is one who gives words of wisdom and guidance. And when we hear the words of a wonderful counselor, we want to take his advice. Mark wrote this in Mark 1:22. The people were amazed at Jesus' teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. He's not only the wonderful counselor, but he's the mighty God. Jesus demonstrated the power of God throughout his time on earth. He not only forgave sins, but he demonstrated his power by visible miracles. After forgiving a paralyzed man's sins and healing his body, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." That's in Luke chapter 5, 24 and 26. He's not only the wonderful counselor and the mighty God, he's the everlasting Father. The Old Testament prophet Micah let us know that the one who was to be born in Bethlehem would be the eternal God. John makes it clear in his introduction of Jesus when he explains that the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And Paul made it clear that Jesus is before all things, Colossians 1:17. So he's the wonderful counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. One more. He's the Prince of Peace. Because of our sin, man is at war with God. Our back is turned on God and our heart is in opposition to him. We are enemies with God. But God loved us so much that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. And when we trust in Christ's death as the payment for our sin, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. There he is, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the one, the only one, who can deliver true joy. Lord Jesus, thank you for your life-giving words, your powerful works, your eternality, and for dying on the cross for our sins. We praise you, the great giver of joy, and pray in your name. Amen.